document is the letter the prisoners requested a pardon with and have accepted making a mistake during the election.
So if, in fact, the opposition party leaders have signed this document, what are they apologizing for?
They're apologizing for making mistakes during the election, for trying to take the government down without the constitution. That's what it is.
If what the government's saying is true, does it not conflict with the opposition party's leaders' initial position of not defending themselves in court? After all, they called the trial a sham trial.
Yes, it does. All the prisoners were saying they have nothing to do with the charges and even say they don't recognize the court. I think they signed the document for self-preservation, maybe. In fact, I have heard there is an agreement with the government that the document is only for the release and won't be used as evidence in any court.
The government talks about a pardon board. Is it an existing institution or is it created to address the current political tension?
No, the board exists actually. With the decision of the president, the board gives a pardon every year for a number of prisoners, and it's controlled by the Minister of Justice, and it has 8 members.
Now, what is it supposed to do as to the case of the opposition party leaders?
It's supposed to look into the letter the prisoners are alleged to have signed. And after investigating thoroughly and looking into the details, it will send its decision to the president, and it's the president who will finally approve.
How are people reacting to the news that the opposition leaders have asked for pardon?
After the letter was made public on TV, I can see a mixed feeling. I think people did not expect the pardon would be made this way, and some are angry with the content and the wording of the letter. Others are simply happy that the people are coming out of jail.
So what does this mean to the country's political process if the leaders are freed under such conditions?
It means a lot. Many things happen following the involvement of these people in the politics. So their involvement into politics after they come out is still a question, and the board will have to make a decision. So what happens after the release will definitely make a change in the Ethiopian politics.